now, Adventures in Odyssey.
15 seconds left. Odyssey is up by 2. Wilson dribbles to the front court, passes to Emery.
10 seconds. No way he can make it.
He shoots the three-pointer.
No way.
And makes it.
No way.
Franklin Academy is up by 1 with 7 seconds left, 49-48. And it looks like Coach Pang has signaled a timeout for Odyssey.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! What a shot by Emery. I wouldn't have believed it, even if I hadn't refused to believe it.
Just over the outstretched arm of Brad Rao. Well, we'll be back after the timeout. I'm John Avery Whittaker.
And I'm Jay Smouse.
And we're broadcasting live for the all-new Odyssey Owl Network. You're pretty good at this, Jay.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, guys, we can do it.
All right, team. We have but 7 seconds. But remember, to reach for a goal is not always the same as reaching the goal itself. Know well for what you aim, and aim well.
I can't believe Emery got over you with that shot, Brad. This is so intense.
It's even more intense for those sitting it out on the bench, like you.
Hey, you want to swap places?
Calm it down, guys. We'll be fine.
With 7 seconds left?
Just have him pass me the ball, Coach.
No, Brad, I'm afraid that tonight you and the hoop are like clean shoes in a mud puddle. You cannot coexist. In the second half, you have shot the ball 18 times and you have missed, let me think, 18 times.
Come on, Coach.
You are the captain. They will be expecting you to shoot. You will use the art of subterfuge. Pass the ball to Ryan on the left wing.
Ryan? He's only made 4 points the whole game.
Even an earthworm can breach the dam and destroy an entire city.
Great.
Did he just call me an earthworm?
Yes.
Anybody need any water? Ryan, a little hydration to offset all your sweat?
No thanks, Camille.
Remember, Ryan.
Yeah, I'm a worm. No pressure, right? Please, Jesus, let me make this basket.
Both teams are back on the floor. Brad Rao will inbound the ball. Pass goes to Joyner. He's tied up at center court. He looks left. He looks right. 3 seconds. He tosses to Ryan Cummings, who shoots a three-pointer and scores! Odyssey wins the game. Cummings beats the buzzer. What a shot. Ryan is getting mobbed at center court. The Odyssey Owls win 51-49. Jay Smouse is headed for the court to get a few words from the players.
That was amazing, Ryan. How did you do that?
The skill of an earthworm, I guess.
Way to go, buddy.
Thanks, Nelson.
Hey, Cummings, how about an interview with the all-new Odyssey Owl Radio Network?
Never heard of it.
What part of the phrase all new didn't you get, Brad? Now, Cummings, a few words for the fans.
Okay, I guess.
You've had a pretty pathetic year in basketball, haven't you, Ryan?
Pathetic?
He was the team captain and highest-scoring player last year.
Yeah, Nelson. And this year, diddly squat. Until now. You never had the winning shot, right, Ryan?
Sure he did. 2 weeks ago versus Waynestown.
Okay, am I going crazy? Is this whole team named Ryan? Who am I talking to here? Ryan! Thank you. You must have been trembling in your little girly shoes. So tell us, what was going through your mind in the final seconds of the game? Those of us watching would have said you didn't have a prayer.
Actually, I did have a prayer.
What do you mean?
I was praying.
Literally or fictionally?
Literally. I prayed that Jesus would help me make the shot.
You're saying Jesus made that shot go in?
I wouldn't go that far.
I would. It was a holy hoop.
A holy hoop? That's funny.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. Jesus is on the side of the Odyssey Owls. Will they stay in his favor for the game against Odenton? Ooh, there's only one way to find out. I'm Jay Smouse for the all-new Odyssey Owl Radio Network.
Find fun for your kids just a click away.
And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
The Adventures in Odyssey Club, where your 8 to 12-year-old can find trusted, faith-building entertainment in a safe online club. It features almost every episode ever, plus special monthly club-only episodes and content, and a Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine subscription. Sign up today. Just go to aioclub.org/radio.
So, Ryan, maybe we should have a time of team prayer before the next game. I mean, if we all pray, we're sure to win.
Well, I don't know about that.
Maybe I'll even make a holy hoop.
You have to actually be on the court to shoot in order to make a basket, Nelson.
Thanks for the reminder, Brad.
Well, you're younger than everyone else, so you're on the team to learn this year. Remember that.
Okay, let's ease up on him.
Hi, boys.
Hello.
Hey, Mr. Whitaker.
How to celebrate your victory, huh?
Yep, chocolate milkshakes for me and Ryan. I'm buying Ryan for winning the game.
I'll have a chocolate shake, too.
Separate check for him.
Oh.
Three chocolate shakes coming up.
Thanks, Nelson. But it was a team win.
Yeah, something to remember.
Hey, look, it's the Holy Hoopster. Ryan, that shot was amazing.
Thanks, Olivia.
Some of us are over in the corner booth. You want to sit with us, Ryan?
Actually, I promised to talk to your sister when I got here.
Camilla? Oh, why?
She wanted to talk about the game. Promise is a promise.
Wait, you're ditching us for the water girl?
Aw, that's so sweet.
But I paid for your shake.
I'll sit with you, Olivia.
We'll sit with you. I could tell you what it's like on the bench. It's harder than it looks.
Okay.
Well, here's your milkshake, Ryan. And for whatever it's worth, I think you were brave to mention Jesus in that interview. Not a lot of boys would have done it.
I didn't know it was going to be such a big deal, but thanks.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Camilla. Do you want anything?
Ugh, no thanks. I'm full from drinking all that water. But I'd love for you to show me how you made that last holy hoop.
We can practice on the court out back.
Great! You know, that was the most exciting thing to happen to the team since... Well, since I was made the water girl. So, when you shot the ball, did you actually feel Jesus shooting it for you?
What? No.
You didn't feel anything?
I don't know. And after I prayed, I guess I felt peace. I felt calm. Maybe that's why I made the basket.
That's so cool. I'll try that while we practice.
And that's the game. Odyssey wins it going away 63-52 over Odenton. The story of the game was Ryan Cummings. With a career-high 25 points, he once again leads the Owls to a big victory. And now, over to Jay Smouse on the court.
That's right, Mr. Whitaker. On the court and getting the quotes.
Hey, Jay, I've got a few things to say.
Yeah, I bet you do, but I want to talk to Ryan Cummings. Ryan, talk to me.
Sure, Jay. What do you want?
Our radio audience wants to hear it straight from you. Did you pray before the game?
Sure.
So then Jesus won the game. Is that what you're saying?
Look, as a Christian, I want everything I do to glorify Jesus. If I play well, then I'm happy if people think of him.
And not you, and not the team. Oh, I bet they feel good about that. Right, Brad? What do you think of this whole holy hoopster thing?
Well, you can make whatever you want of it, but if you watch the game back, then you'd probably notice that Odenton doubled up their coverage on me, and that's probably why Ryan was open so much. And if you're open, then it's more likely you'll be able to shoot.
So it's pretty obvious we got some tension on the team.
Now, wait a minute.
Out of time, Ryan. So, once again, the story of the game is the holy hoopster with Jesus on his side. Will his streak of blessing continue? Watch and see, folks. This is Jay Smouse for the Not As New Odyssey Owl Radio Network. You know, we really got to come up with a catchier name for this thing.
Okay, 5 seconds left. Camilla Parker dribbles to the top of the key. She shoots. Yes, and she scores! Excuse me, Camilla. That must be a new world record. How did you make that incredible last-second basket? Well, I prayed before the game. I want everything I do to glorify Jesus.
Hey, Camilla.
Oh, hey, Ryan.
Nice game-winning shot. You keep this up and you'll be taking my place on the team.
Yeah, you might want to think about playing a different sport.
Hey, you mind if I take half the court to practice my free throws? I'll try not to get in your way.
It's okay. I'll rebound for you.
Okay, sounds good.
Nah. Nice! That's a holy hoop if I ever saw one. So, what did you think about the news?
What news?
Another holy hoop! Lightning Livingston is coming to your last game.
Really? That man's a basketball legend. Why is he coming to one of our games?
I heard a rumor that he wants to see you play.
You're kidding.
Oops, you missed. You don't want to let that happen when Lightning Livingston is in the audience.
No, I don't.
All right, team. Are you pumped? You must give 110% tonight. I know you gave 110% in the last game, but tonight you must give 110% more.
Wouldn't that be 220%, Coach?
Yes, it would be, Nelson. I'm glad your math skills have not failed you.
Look, everyone on Richland's team is watching us. They're probably talking about how they're going to put all of their guys on me.
They're probably talking about how to take out the Holy Hoopster.
What?
No offense. It's what I'd do if I was their coach.
He's right, Ryan. Prepare yourself.
The score is locked as we begin the second half. 25 for Richland, 25 for the Odyssey Owl.
That's right. It's a close game like everyone, especially me, expected.
Ryan Cummings brings the ball up the court.
And the Richland players have been hanging on Ryan like wet on a really wet thing.
Ryan Cummings is knocked off balance, but he scores! Great shot!
That's... that one, Kay, the two. 12 points for Ryan already. He's on fire.
Maybe so, Jay. It looks like there's no stopping it. Well, Ryan, Brad, how are those Sundays?
Good. Thanks, Mr. Whitaker.
I think this is the best oatmeal cookie dough and hot fudge I've ever eaten.
Well, thanks.
Hey, Ryan, will you sign my basketball?
Okay, sure. But, why?
Oh, this is the one I'm going to get Lightning Livingston to sign. I want the signatures of two great basketball players on it.
Do you want me to sign it, too?
Oh, no thanks, Brad. I think I'm, out of room. Bye, Ryan.
Bye.
Hey, Ryan, hit a holy hoop for me tomorrow night, okay?
I'll try, Evan.
You know, Ryan's not the only player on the team who makes baskets.
Oh, right. Go get him, Brad.
Hey, Ryan, you've gone viral. Listen to this.
Wow, some people have way too much time on their hands.
Are you kidding? That song has been downloaded over 300 times. I'm going to see if the Odyssey Owl Network will put this on the air.
Hey, Nelson, I don't think that's... a good idea. You know, Brad, I'll be happy when this whole holy hoop thing blows over.
Yeah, you're not the only one.
Once again, we're coming down to the wire.
Only 9 seconds remain.
That's right, Jay. And the Odyssey Owls are down by two. Trenton center Bill Arbuckle has had a great game, while Ryan Cummings, the Owls guard, has been mostly quiet, with only 6 points and 2 assists. Timeout's over. Both teams set up. Odyssey has the ball and a chance to tie or win in yet another last-minute nail-biter.
How many nail-biters can this team have? They must have run out of fingers a long time ago.
Maybe you should head down to the court for those post-game interviews.
Yeah, good idea.
Joyner will pass the ball in. Joyner inbounds to Moore. Moore races up the half-court line. 4 seconds. He passes to Cummings. He's all alone. He sets up. He shoots and misses an air ball. Ryan Cummings misses a wide-open shot at the buzzer, and the Trenton Knickerbockers go on to win 35-33. A heartbreaking loss for Odyssey.
Hey, Ryan, a few words for the fans.
I don't think so, Jay.
What, you can't talk about Jesus when you lose?
Leave it alone for once, will you?
I'm just doing my job, Nelson. Come on, Ryan. Did you, break a commandment or something?
Jay, there's nothing to say. Whether I play well or I don't, it doesn't change anything about prayer. People who pray understand that. See you around.
Ugh. Touchy, touchy.
Hey, Olivia. I haven't seen you in a while.
Hey, I've been busy.
And the Owls have been in a rough patch.
No, it's not that. Well, maybe it is. The last few games have been hard to watch.
Yeah, you should see how it looks from the court.
Oh, of course, Jay's not helping. Have you heard his show lately? He's calling you the Holy Moly Hoopster. I think Mr. Whitaker asked him to lay off, but, you know, Jay just wants to get listeners.
Yeah, it's freedom of the press. Hey, where's Camilla? We were supposed to shoot some layups.
Oh, she's home with the chicken pox.
Oh, no.
She'll be quarantined at the house for a whole week.
But she'll miss her last two games.
Yeah, and she's pretty upset, too. She's been looking forward to meeting Lightning Livingston at the last game on Friday.
Well, tell her I'm praying for her, okay?
Oh, I will.
Yeah, look, I know what you're thinking. You hope my prayers work out better for Camilla than they have been for the Owls.
I didn't say that.
No, you didn't.
Ten, nine, eight, and Rogers will dribble out the clock. A tough loss for the Odyssey Owls as they lose by 18 points to Connellsville.
Ryan Cummings, you can run, but you can't hide. Our listeners are waiting to hear from you.
Okay, Jay, let's get it over with.
Tell us, Ryan, why is Jesus so mad at you?
What makes you think he is?
You lost by 18 points. He's definitely not happy.
Teams lose, Jay. It happens at least once every game.
Yeah, okay, sure. Then what is it? Do you think maybe Jesus is trying to put you in your place, you know, get you off your high horse?
Look, I'm not going to guess about what Jesus is or isn't doing.
Funny, you did before.
Actually, I think you were the one who
was
guessing.
And here's Brad. Tell us what you think as the team captain. Has the Holy Hoopster lost his halo?
He never had one.
That's right, and I don't have one.
And it's sad when the whole team gets brought down because everyone's talking about one player.
What?
Ooh, this is good.
Brad, we should talk about this in the locker room.
Have you ever stopped for 1 minute to think about how your statements and prayers and your fame might affect the rest of us?
I never wanted this to be about me, Brad.
Well, it is, whether you wanted it to be or not.
Brad, wait!
Ooh, you heard it first right here. The breakdown of a team in crisis. Dun-dun-dun. Can prayer solve their problem, or is it the problem? We've got more coming up.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
Camilla?
Yeah?
You have a visitor.
I do?
Hey there, Camilla.
Ryan.
I'll get you some juice. I'll be back in a minute.
Thanks, Olivia.
Don't get too close. Mom says I'm contagious.
Oh, it's okay. I've already had chicken pox.
What are you doing here?
Visiting a teammate. Missed you at the last game.
Yeah, I heard it on the radio. It was pretty rough.
Yeah, it could have been worse.
How?
Okay, strike that statement.
But your game starts in an hour. Aren't you supposed to be there?
Yeah, I'm on my way. But I couldn't go without your basketball.
My basketball?
Oh, sure. You want Lightning Livingston's autograph, don't you?
That'd be great. Thanks, Ryan.
Sure.
So, did you pray extra hard today?
I prayed like I do every day. Why?
I don't know. I'm worried.
About what? It's only a game.
I'm worried that people will think that prayer doesn't work if you lose.
Camilla, you know that prayer isn't about working or not working, or winning or losing. Prayer is about a relationship with Jesus. That's what's important.
Yeah, I know.
Praying is up to us, but what happens after we pray is up to Him. All I can do is the best I can do. I hope to play well, and whether I win or lose, I hope I'm a good witness for Him. That's my plan for tonight.
Sounds like a pretty good plan.
Yeah. Now where's that basketball?
This is it, gentlemen. The final game of the season. The last. The finish. Kaput! Over and out! There are no more chances after this one. Now, close your eyes and remember, there is no past. There is no future. There is only now. We play in this moment, one moment at a time, until those moments add up to the final buzzer. Remember that as you go out to play.
Alright. Hey, Brad, where's Ryan? He's usually the first one here.
I don't know.
Ryan is meeting with Lightning Livingstone.
What? Why does he get to be the first to meet with him?
He's getting a basketball signed for the afflicted water girl.
Oh, really? That's nice of him.
You say that like he isn't usually nice. He's the nicest guy on the team.
Well, I'd be more appreciative if he could be nice without all that prayer stuff.
Has it occurred to you that the reason he's nice is because of all that prayer stuff?
Well, I guess not. I mean, I actually didn't think of that.
Hey, guys. Sorry I'm late. What'd I miss?
Ryan, we need to talk.
Sure.
Listen, I'm sorry for coming down on you after that last game. I was frustrated, that's all, and I took it out on you.
I understand.
So, anyway, can we work as a team and pound the stuffing out of Bloomington?
I'll do my part.
Well, we'll pound them in Christian love, of course.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Owls love taking things down to the wire, and tonight is no exception.
Yeah, I think they do it on purpose, you know, just to keep us listening.
They played their hearts out tonight. Ryan Cummings has a career high of 37 points, and Brad Rau is 19, with 5 rebounds and 8 assists. This has been a real team effort. With 8 seconds left, the Owls are down by only 1 point. Cummings is at the foul line. He'll get 2 shots, a chance to win it.
Do you think he's praying?
Oh, I know I am. Oh, wait. Bloomington's called the timeout.
Have you gained focus, Ryan? As you think, so shall you become.
So think about winning.
I'll do my best.
I'm so glad I'm not the one taking these shots, or any shots this game.
Well, the right guy is taking these shots. Ryan's our best player, and the one who works the hardest.
Well, I'm not so sure about that, but thanks, Brad.
Okay, let's go. Whoa. Aren't you gonna pray first?
What do you think I've been doing the whole game?
All right, the Owls take the court. Cummings steps up to the line. He gets 2 free throws. He makes 1, they're tied. If he makes them both, Odyssey will have a 1-point lead. Ryan shoots. It's in! He sets up for his second shot. Takes a deep breath. And swish! It's in! The Owls are up by a point. The Blazers quickly inbound the ball. 6 seconds left. Pass to Myers. 3 seconds. Myers launches from half court over the press of 2 Owl players, and it's in! Unbelievable! Myers scores the game winner. An amazing shot from half court that hits nothing but net. The Blazers win 71-69. Myers is getting mobbed.
Ryan, that miracle throw from half court, was that a holy hoop?
Look like pure skill to me, Jay. You can use whatever catchphrase you want. Oh, and I'd like to say to Camilla, I got the autograph, and I'm on my way over.
Yeah. Okay, so now that the season's over, can we finally call the holy hoop the nonsense that it is?
Nonsense? Well, that's up to you. I'll say only this. I thank Jesus for giving me the opportunity to play on a great team for a very exciting season.
Now, that sounds nice and all, but, you know, you still lost.
And I hope we lost with grace and integrity.
I wouldn't know anything about those.
Sadly, I think you're right, Jay.
You bet. Now back to... Hey, wait a minute.
Okay, I think that ends another exciting season for the Odyssey Owls. One that has seen a lot of drama and some unexpected faith. Frankly, I'm all for it myself. Until next time, this is John Whitaker saying good night and God bless.
Is an important part of the Christian life, but it's just one part in forming a strong relationship with God. Knowing God should impact every aspect of our lives. In today's episode, we saw how Ryan wanted his entire life to reflect his relationship with God, both on and off the court, whether his fans were watching or not. He was living out Colossians 3:17, which says, "Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Now that's how it should be for all of us. If you want to learn more about having a relationship with God, talk to someone who already knows Him, your parents or someone at church. Or you can always contact us here in Odyssey. Our address is Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. In Canada, the address is Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B 4G3. or drop us an email at questions@witsend.org. Trust me, our relationship with Jesus changes everything, and it's the best decision you'll ever make. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Holy Hoopster was written by Marshall Younger with sound design by Rob Jorgensen. Our cast included Adam Wiley, Whit Hertford, Logan Charles, and Andre Stoika. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.